Hey everybody, today I watched The Revenant, directed by Alejandro G. Iñárritu, and starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hardy, Donald Gleason, and a bunch of other folks, and it's the best film of 2015, definitely. If for nothing else, due to the sheer beauty of the cinematography, and I will be shocked if Emmanuel Uzbeki does not win another Oscar, because it's the most beautiful film that I have seen, period. Incredible landscapes, and I have a feeling that the entire thing was shot exclusively with wide lenses. I don't think there was a single telephoto lens or even like a medium lens used in the entire thing. And from what I understand, it's shot entirely with natural light, which boggled my mind with some of those shots. They were not afraid to shoot right into the sun. Using the sun as your backlight? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, go see this. The performances were incredible as well. And the story is a very simple story, but I think some of the films that were the most memorable this year goes to show you that you don't need a complex, intricate story to be an incredible film. In fact, it might be the opposite. Examples of this, at least as far as my favorite films of the year, that was a really weird sound my car made when I turned that corner. It's really icy out. I can appreciate how difficult of a time Glass had. That's Leonardo DiCaprio's character. And The Revenant. Just from my experience right here tonight, having to drive home through the snow, he must have had a really tough time. Anyway, shoot, what was I even saying? I totally lost my train of thought. Performances were great. The story, simple. Mad Max, Fury Road, simple story. But, so you could really focus on making what is there as good as possible instead of having to worry about, oh, we have to make sure that the story makes sense. Because the story just makes sense on its own. You don't have to do a whole lot of explaining. Other examples, I can't think of any other examples right now. But my point is, the story is solid. There's only like one thing that I thought was kind of weird, and I'm not gonna get into spoilers, so I won't even talk about it. So just go see this movie. It's awesome, and the one thing that was kind of an issue, and it was really only in the first scene he was in, was that it was kind of hard to understand Tom Hardy at times. Mostly at the very beginning of the film. The rest of the film is much better. I don't know if there's any important information that I needed to know in that first scene he was in, but if there was, it didn't seem to matter that much, because I'm pretty sure that I understood what was going on. Also, I enjoyed the very beginning of the film. There were a number of these sequences throughout that reminded me a lot of Birdman. The one sequence of shots towards the end. I guess the whole movie is really only like five shots, but when he finally cut away from the continuous shot A lot of this film reminded me of those shots. And since they're the same director and cinematographer, I imagine that they're related in some way, especially the imagery of a meteorite flying down through the sky. I'm sure that has some importance in both of the films. Is that kind of a spoiler? It's a little bit of a spoiler for both of those movies, but they don't have an impact on the actual story. They're just standalone shots that, it's not like a meteor comes down and hits one of them, hits one of the characters or something. That'd be kind of weird. Anyway, what am I talking about? I don't know. I need to go see this again. There were some chatterboxes sitting behind me, which lessened my enjoyment of the film a little bit. So I was planning on seeing it again anyway. So now I'm just looking forward to that even more. So who should win Oscars from this film? Let's just say everybody. Win them all. Maybe not. Well, even, I don't know. Maybe not, like, sound design. Even though it was very good. You know what? Change my mind. Yeah, even that. If this film wins all the Oscars, I'd be pretty happy about that, because I think every aspect of it was beautiful. Let's see. Okay, so that's it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let me know what you thought about The Revenant. And you can tweet me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E, and check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Unless a bear attacks you first. That's not a spoiler, it's in the trailer. It's in the trailer, and it happens in the beginning of the movie. Okay, bye everybody.